Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
There is probably no other title which is given to the Lord Jesus Christ which has any less meaning to the average person calling themselves Christian than that of Savior. Now, I know it is quite common to hear men of all stripes, denominations, and sects of those who profess faith in Him speaking of Him as the Savior. Yet it is almost impossible to find more than a handful today who believe that He actually saved anybody by His atoning work on Calvary's cross. There are multitudes who will tell us that He made salvation possible, or that He did all He could do to save as many as He could. Yet they stop short of declaring that He actually procured salvation for those for whom He died. Modern day physicians of no value tell us He wants to save everyone, but that He does not completely save anyone, because He has merely made an open-ended gesture which allows men to be saved if they in turn will take advantage of it by believing that He died for them. If they do not believe, then they tell us that even though Christ died for them, they will still be lost. This is not salvation by any definition, and most certainly does not set forth Christ as a Savior. This is but the description of a cooperative salvation, whereby a man can procure everlasting life for himself by embracing the attempt of the Lord to take away the sin of all men. They tell us that all men are the objects of His salvation, and that they can all be saved if they will but believe. This makes their decision to be saved more important than the work of the Savior, since the success of His work depends upon their free choice to be saved. Some have even declared that hell is a testimony to the failure of Christ. This is damnable blasphemy, and should be rejected by all who believe that He is the Savior who has obtained eternal redemption. The Scripture declares a Savior who is mighty to save, and has accomplished exactly what He set out to do, even as Isaiah describes Him, as mighty to save. A Savior is someone who saves or delivers. One who attempts to save someone yet fails cannot be properly termed a Savior. He might be noble, well-intentioned, and even kind, but unless a salvation is completely performed by His actions, such a person cannot properly be described as a Savior. A Savior saves. A Redeemer redeems. It is as simple as that. John says that Christ is the Savior of the world, so it is necessary to understand what world he is speaking of. If he means every individual in the world, then we would have to conclude that every individual in the world would be saved, if Christ is the Savior of the world by that definition. The Greek word cosmos is translated as world 186 times in the New Testament. It literally means an apt and harmonious arrangement or order of things, an ornament or adornment. We read in the book of the Revelation, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." It seems quite clear to me that a reasonable definition of the world, of which the Scripture speaks here as that of which He is the Savior, as the bride of Christ, the church of God, the elect. For indeed she is an ornament of Christ, the apple of His eye, the sheep of His pasture. She is that one who is made the recipient of all of His blessings. May all glory be given to Him who is the Savior of the world. There is none other. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. I can think of no other message which brings more comfort to the sons of God than this one. Yes, He is the Savior.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.